you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Christy Bokolik, and she is the owner of Divine Interactions out of Rancho Cucamonga, California. And Christy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. I thought it'd be an awesome place for us to start if you just told us a little bit about what Divine Interactions does and what you're helping the people of Rancho Cucamonga with.
Okay, I'm an energetic healer. So that means I'm a Reiki master. So what I do is I connect with guides, angels, and the higher self of my clients to gain information to provide more healing for them. There's multiple other things that I do, but I won't. Do you want me just to stay on one topic or touch base on each thing that I do?
The Reiki interests me a lot, but I think it's beneficial for everyone to know at the very least what other services you provide. So why don't you run through the list of services and then we could talk about the Reiki.
Okay. I'm a psychic medium. So that actually helps me quite a bit with doing the Reiki, because what happens is I'm intuitively guided by spirit to the areas of the body that needs healing, balancing, cleansing, any blockages that may need to be removed. So my connection to spirit really helps me in that arena.
Now, with the Reiki, why don't you give us the full explanation? I know it has to do with energy. Why don't you explain what your process looks like from like start to finish if someone's coming in for like a Reiki reading?
So if someone comes in, I actually have them lay on a table. It's like a massage table. And I connect to their to my guides and to their higher self. And then I'm intuitively guided to where to go to their body. To the different energy systems that run through all of our bodies. We each have an energy system that runs through it, and there's 7 main chakras that control different aspects of your energy system. So what I'll do is I'll scan the body, and spirit will guide me on where to go. And I can visually see in my mind's eye what different areas may need healing, or if there's any it can be past life blockages. It can be things that are going on currently in their life. And what I do is I channel life force energy through my body and out through my hands, and I heal that area.
Wow.
I know that sounds like a whole lot, but.
Well, I want to dive in a little like, so I'm just going to give you a for instance, and you can tell me whether this is true or false.
Okay.
Now, if I came in, let's say I had just taken a fall maybe a week ago, and I'm having this extreme pain in like my right knee. What would that process look like? Would you be able to actually take that pain and get it out of my body?
I would definitely be able to promote the healing to get that going a lot quicker than it normally would if you wouldn't have the energetic healing. So by sending the healing through your body, it's going to that area, and it's actually helping everything circulate. It brings blood to that area. It really gets the energy flowing and gets that out and the pain away.
Now, Christy, where does our internal energy come from? Is this something that we're born with?
Yes.
And we will die with this too?
Yes. It's our life force energy that we're born with. So we all have an energy system. And, you know, there's days where you may just be feeling a little bit out of sorts, and it could be that the energy is not flowing.
Right.
And you may have heard before, maybe like chi, if your chi is not flowing.
Yes.
Same thing.
So is chi another word for energy?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Okay. Now it makes all sense. It makes all that sense now.
It's all clear.
Right. Yes, exactly. Isn't that what we're here for? To clear our heads? Wonderful. Okay. Now, what about something a little more? And again, this may, again, true or false. You could tell me if I'm incorrect here. But cancers. Some of these, you know, really horrible diseases. Is this something that energy work can at least help with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I firmly believe that energy healing can help many things. And I've actually had clients that have cancer, and it helps promote healing. It just really helps to get the energy to that area. It really does.
Now,
this is life force energy, so that's amazing.
Right. My thinking is just, you know, especially in this day and age with Western medicine and, you know, the way you walk into a doctor's office and the first thing they want to do is prescribe you some pills and send you on your way. I think this is a great way of trying to get away from that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In a sense mm-hmm. that you're not, like, for instance, how long would one of your standard Reiki sessions last for?
It depends on what's going on in the body. Mm-hmm. If there's multiple things going on, it can last from an hour to 2 hours.
Wow.
Some of my clients will come back monthly, and I can do a 30-minute healing on them and get them balanced and cleared, and they're on their way.
Wow.
So it's almost like having massage therapy. It's just a natural form of healing.
Right. So it just depends on, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better word, how many kinks you have in your system?
Yes, exactly.
Now, Christy, I have to ask you, what was the inspiration? What was the light bulb that went off? Why did you decide you wanted to go down the path of energy work?
For me, I've been in the medical field for 25 years, and I always had helped people in different aspects. But it came to my own life where I was looking for something other than just medical healing through the doctors and those types of things.
Right.
So I went and had my own energetic healing, and I was so connected to that, and it helped me so much. That's when I learned how to do Reiki, and it's changed my life.
Now, how does one actually go about becoming a Reiki master? I mean, how long is the process?
You have to go through multiple classes, and you learn the, there's different symbols that we use. There's an attunement process that you go through. It takes time. It takes practice, but there are schools and teachers that will teach you this.
That's incredible. Now, do you know where Reiki actually comes from? Do you know the origins?
It's a Japanese technique. Yes. Yes. Yeah, so it's brought over to Western society. And of course we've made our changes and tweaked some things that, that we're able to use today, which it's so incredible to be able to provide that.
Now, Krista, we got to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to just kind of give a little statement as to why you think, work like this is so important. And also, where can we find Divine Interactions? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Where can people locate you online?
I do. I actually have a webpage. It's divineinteractions.com.
Fantastic.
My Facebook page is my name. It's Christy Bokolik, 1111. I have an Instagram page, which is also my name. And I feel like energy healing, like you said, is another way for people to heal without going through traditional medicine. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Christy, thank you so much for coming on and just giving me and my audience a little insight into your professional life. It's really been a thrill.
Thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.